the America's Jobs Team podcast. For economic developers, by economic developers. Join the Consultant Connect team every Thursday for discussions surrounding the latest in our industry.
Learn from fellow economic development heroes, get leadership advice, keep on top of industry trends and shifts, and so much more. You are a part of America's Jobs Team.
And we're so glad that you're tuning in.
Welcome to the America's Jobs Team. I'm Carla Soans, and I am really, truly very excited about today's episode because one of the things that all of the economic developers that have attended a Consultant Connect event or have been to Economics or have just interacted with our team, one of the things that they often talk about or ask questions about is how do we come up with the places we go and the little things along the way that tell a story about that place and make each person feel special. So on today's episode, we truly have an amazing opportunity to get inside the mind of the person who really brings a lot of the creative ideas to life and helps add all of the special touches to all of our events so that each person who comes feels seen and just like a VIP. So Cynthia McMullen is with us today, and she is one of the most amazing team members at Consultant Connect. I don't know where we would be without her. And we get a chance to kind of peek inside of her mind today about how she creates these cool experiences. So Cynthia, you haven't been on the podcast in a long time. How are you feeling about joining us on this episode?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling excited. Super happy to talk about one of the things that I love, and that's my job. I love serving the people that we serve, the economic developers that work every day to build their communities up, oftentimes behind the scenes. And I love working with the site consultants who, at this point, almost feel like partners in our journey. And I love our team. So I'm excited to be here talking about what I love doing. And also, Carla, points to you for not saying Cynthia Hernandez, which is totally what I thought you were going to say.
Listen, y'all don't know how much I had to prepare myself because I still have her maiden name in my phone. And I still call her Cynthia Hernandez 99% of the time. But for today's podcast, I tried to get it correct.
You did.
So Cynthia McMullen, as you can already hear, Cynthia has a huge heart for economic developers and truly believes that the work of economic developers is important and that it's our job at Consultant Connect to have all of the guests at our event in a position where they can relax and focus on what they do well, which is talking about their community and not worrying about the small details. So, Cynthia, when you're planning an event, what's your thought process? Like, people often talk about the level of service that our team provides, but we all know you've really coached us on how to provide that level of service. So what's kind of your thought process as you're preparing the team for an event?
Yeah, I think first of all, I think about energy and I think about our team's energy. I think about the energy of the economic developers and site consultants in the room that I want to experience. And part of that is just feeling prepared. So whether you feel prepared because you know who's in the room and you know what their favorite interests are, so that can be through digital communications. So just really feeling like you have all the information that you need, but also feeling taken care of. And that's something that I think really kind of can put you at ease as an attendee is when you feel like someone has your back, when you feel like, you know, there's a team out there that doesn't want you to worry about being picked up at the airport, so they'll send a car for you. There's a team that worries about, you know, how you are at a hotel, probably rushing to get unpacked, and there all of a sudden appears a welcome bag in your room full of snacks and goodies to help you prepare for the event. So I think I put myself in the attendee's place and what I would want, and I would want to feel prepared and taken care of and seen. And so that is where I start to break down all the processes and all of the step-by-step of what I would want and need and feel like I would feel taken care of at each step of the event.
And I love how, I mean, if you've not attended a Consultant Connect event, you may not realize the level of detail that even goes into the communications or, like you mentioned, the welcome bag. Mm-hmm. But you put a lot of time into thinking about how to, you know, really kind of showcase the place that we're in through even the welcome bag. And how do you spot those opportunities? Because it would be really easy for you to ship a cookie, you know, True. and mm-hmm. serve a need. Like people are hungry, a granola bar, some chips and a cookie would suffice. But you really always take it a step further and think about like how to find something that maybe people wouldn't normally have.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that a lot of that has to do with the fact that I love food and I oftentimes get bored with the same old snacks. So when I think about the welcome bag snacks, part of it is the different types of snacks and items that you feel like you would need. So there's a salty, there's a sweet, there's a refreshment. And oftentimes something that's going to get you through the day, like a power snack. So there's a little bit of logic that goes into the snacks. But then, yeah, I love exploring the area and seeing what shops have unique treats. But more than that, I love exploring the stories of the products and the makers. And I love highlighting the area through simple foods and snacks in the welcome bag. And so when you're enjoying what the locals enjoy, you feel like you're already a part of the community. And so something as simple as, you know, the little treats in the bags or even where a certain item is from or a notebook that's on your place, you know, if there's a story behind that, I think people fall in love with that. And it's you want to sort of immerse yourself in the local culture. And you can do that through so many ways that are so unexpected.
I love that. And I feel like, you know, one of the things that I've learned from you is collecting that story because, you know me, I also love food and notebooks, pens, yes. like books, like all kinds of things like I'm a collector of. But I feel like along the journey of traveling with you, I've also started to look into like, well, who are the people who created this product and like who are the owners of this store and what's yeah. their origin story? And we've traveled to so many places where now that curiosity of like, how did this come about? It provides so much more love for a product when you know the origin story.
Totally.
And I think it also translates so well to economic developers and site consultants who are wanting to display that origin story in many cases to each other. Mm-hmm. And just want to be able to fall in love with the places that they travel to. Like when you're on the road a lot, you want to know what are some of the things here that I might not know? Like what would I experience as a local?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you've done an excellent job of finding those stories so that people maybe who travel to a place all the time experience new.
Yeah. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that especially on the Consultant Connect team, we're people, you know, a team full of relationship people. So we want to know who's the person behind the story, who's the person behind the product, who's the person behind this restaurant, who are the people behind this hotel that we're staying at, what's the historic story of this renovated building. And so I love that economic developers are so passionate about the people and the stories in their community. And that kind of, I almost feel like it's my duty when I go into a community to help highlight those stories. So when you know, are in a restaurant and you know that the chef has a particular local story and they have a particular local tie to why they're in that community, I think that's something that people fall in love with. And it just honestly makes the food taste so much more delicious when you know their why. So, yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about how other economic developers can kind of put this into practice, because we've found that really loving on people and providing this really high level of service and really thinking through what people need and helping them feel seen and feel special has really translated well to like our ability to serve them, make good connections alongside them, and build deeper relationships with them. And that's truly the goal most of the time when an economic developer is hosting a site consultant in their own community, or maybe a company prospect or another VIP. And so how do you feel like economic developers can help translate some of the things that you do on a day in and day out basis? Because it is your job, but for them, it may not be every week that they're hosting a VIP. It may only come once a quarter or once a month or once every other week, and it's not on the daily. So what are some of the things that you feel like they can do to put some of your art into practice?
Well, that's a good question. I would say first and foremost, take an outsider's perspective. You know, when someone asks me about my community, for instance, there's an endless list of things that I would say I'm proud of. But when you really think about it, you're thinking about the things that are unique to that community. And so all of us are very well traveled, and we've seen, you know, the typical fancy restaurant or anything like that. But I would say those unique stories and those unique people that make your community who it is, finding a way to highlight that. And oftentimes, one of the ways that's easiest to do that is getting everybody to feel like they're part of your team and your mission. So that can be everything from, you know, the hotel staff. So talking to your hotel staff about the group coming in, letting them feel like they know your why, and they're able to sort of act as an extension of your team and sort of provide that welcome, whether it's from the front desk all the way to the kitchen. And likewise with the restaurant staff, I like to go and visit the wait staff that's going to be serving the group at dinner. And that oftentimes is a simple touch that allows them to sort of feel invested. They know who's in the room, why you're doing what you're doing, and they almost feel your passion and why you're so excited to be there. You'll find that oftentimes the wait staff and the culinary team wants to provide a unique experience to you and is excited that you brought them in to showcase their story as well. So that oftentimes can sort of just create like this holistic, welcoming team throughout the entire community and their whole experience. We've even seen a staff at the airport welcome a group that came in. And I thought, wow, that's just really an amazing community to be able to sort of recruit everybody that's going to have a touch point with this group coming in. Yeah, so it's kind of thinking about the people that your guests are going to remember when they visit your community.
I love that because it really is so much about people. Like, we remember how people make us feel. And, you know, you can control that on your own team, but you can't always control that on the wait staff or, you know, the airport staff or, you know, the hotel staff. And I think that extra touch of going in and reminding them like, hey, we have this group in town and this is why they're here. They're here to fall in love with this place. Mm-hmm. And so how can we roll out the red carpet in order for them to feel like they understand us as people and our work ethic and our love and passion for the community? And how can we help them feel really special while they're here? And that's different than just sometimes a standard business trip where you want to come in, you want to kind of be left alone. But here we want them to feel the spirit of people. Mm-hmm. And so it's so important that the group kind of knows like what you're working with.
Yeah. Yep. You can absolutely feel when you go into a community and you know that the whole community is invested in. They may not know what economic development is, but they definitely are excited to tell the story of their community. And I think that can be felt by everyone. And so it's really important to get all of your partners invested.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about gifts, because we get this call all the time. People just call randomly and say, like, we're having a consultant in town or we have a prospect coming into town. Like, what are some of the hot gifts? And in Consultant Connect language, we call them lanyaps or a little something extra. It's a little something extra, just calling it that. But what are some of your do's and don'ts on lanyaps?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I think that travel friendly gifts are always appreciated by obviously many academic developers and site consultants or frequent travelers. So anything that is very small, electronic, and makes your life easier is a welcomed gift or lanyap. Also things that travel easily. So you really want to avoid those big items that really have to be shipped home. You really want to avoid anything that's going to get flagged at the TSA. But things that are very memorable, I think, are when, again, you're able to tell that story through a maker. If your community is, you know, very dependent on or really highlights the ranchers, we've seen a community do leather goods. And I thought that was really, really cool to be able to showcase the local ranchers and tell the story of how that's very symbolic, I guess, of that region. And so I think it was a leather electronic organizer for your cords. And so I've seen psych consultants that still have that and take it around with them. And I think it was branded as well. And so it's kind of like this constant memory of the industry that's relevant in that community. And then also that that community wanted to make your life easier by organizing something that most of us can sort of use a little help on when we have all of our electronic gear with us.
You know, I sure could. I love that you said, like, make it easy and packable. And we often encourage people, like, if you're going to give something that might not fit in somebody's carry-on easily, always ask them if you can ship it for them. Just take that burden off. It's something that could get flagged in TSA, or it's something that just might not fit with that extra pair of shoes. And, you know, shoes are an issue.
Yes.
When you're traveling, like you're trying to figure out what shoes to pack is, if you're carrying a carry-on, is always tricky. Do I bring the workout shoes or not?
Totally.
Because that is a huge extra space in the carry-on, and it might be the only space that you have left for an item.
We all struggle with that limited space in the luggage issue.
Yes.
And I think, I mean, that's such a good point, Carla, when you oftentimes when you receive something that you're not expecting, you kind of have the, oh my gosh, that's so nice. And then your second thought is, how am I going to fit this in an already packed suitcase? And so when a community just really finds it valuable for you to have something that's oversized or even liquid or, you know, something like that, being able to sort of have that waiting for you at home is so nice and convenient. It's just an extra touch that they thought of for you. So it's nice.
Absolutely. All right, Cynthia. Well, I think we have another episode coming up where we're going to dive in a little bit deeper to how to create event experiences that people will remember. But I hope that just even brushing off kind of like how do we serve clients well and how do we provide that level of service that showcases the place and makes people feel seen at the same time. I hope that was really helpful for the economic developers and site consultants who are listening along.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me.
Well, you're going to be back. You're not done yet. We're going to loop you in for another one. So thanks for being here with us.
Sounds good.
Thanks for sticking with us till the very end. This podcast is sponsored by Research on Investment, Lead Generation for Economic Development, and Gazelle AI. Spend more time closing, less time chasing. Did you like what you heard today? Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. The America's Jobs Team podcast is audio engineered by Andrea Fuller and produced by Faye Davis.